Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. But hey, John, pull up World Showcase.
A little better than the Walmart parking lot.
Yes, it is. So, where are you joining us from? Where at in Walt Disney World are you at? By the France Pavilion?
Yeah, I went over to France right after they opened this morning at 9 o'clock and got me a croissant and a cappuccino. And I'm sitting at that little spot they reserve for the fireworks shows right down there on the World Showcase Lagoon. So,
yeah, well, that's cool. Maybe after we're done the show, post a couple pictures on Twitter so everybody could see where the lucky SOB recorded this morning.
Yeah, I put one on there already in my cappuccino and my croissant. So, yeah, it's on there. So.
But Johnny got out to the parks early today, but we'll get into all the other nonsense of the week. But the most important thing is Johnny got to do Rise of the Resistance. I got the text at 7:15 this morning that you had a boarding pass.
Yeah. So do you? I'm going to give a lot of hints for getting in there and all that stuff. And then when I describe the ride, do you want to do that at the beginning, or do you feel that anybody who hasn't ridden it by now can probably deal with some spoilers, or what do you want to do about that?
I say we're telling them right now, we're talking about it. If you want to skip forward through the show, go ahead. But I don't think you talking about it it doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like, but if you're planning on coming within a week or two or something and you want to be surprised like I did, then I would probably, like you said, skip a little bit and move around a little bit, or skip ahead in our podcast when we're talking about the news. But because I'm definitely going to talk about some of the stuff that I didn't even know happened. But that was me, because I didn't want to know. So,
well, it's kind of like when our listeners finally get to meet me. I mean, I talk about how good-looking I am on the show, but when they finally meet me, it doesn't even do it justice, John.
Yeah. Rumor has it. I mean, Doug, I mean, I was totally blown away, you know. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. I know. I've heard a sigh or two taking breath away. I can't help it, John.
Well, speaking of meeting people, I met Evan and his lovely wife yesterday and his son, so that was great to see them guys. So, more Massachusetts friends. I never had so many Patriot fan friends in my life, but now all of a sudden I do. So,
dude, they would all be perfect if it wasn't for that little small flaw. That little flaw. They have to have that Patriots love.
Yeah. But, you know, nobody's perfect, Doug. Except for you, of course, right?
Dude, I've never said I'm perfect. I said I'm good-looking. I said I'm handsome and strong, and I know it all, but I've never said I'm perfect.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but anyway, it was nice to see Evan. It was cool that he got to see you on Pirates. You got to see his beautiful little son and his beautiful wife and new baby daughter. Did you get to see his daughter?
She was, I think she had her in like the stroller or something like that. And I was up front. I mean, I was able to take a picture and stuff, but I was still working really diligently yesterday. Yesterday was packed, so I really didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him. I did give him a little, get a chance to give him a little bit of magic and got a fast pass for him. But, you know, but I do that for a lot of people, not just my friends. So, you know.
Yeah, haven't given me one yet.
You know, nobody's ever came and seen me on any of my attractions. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I have to. The problem is when I'm not the problem. It's great when you're down there. Usually, you're off that day, so we can spend the day together.
Well, that makes a little more sense. Yes, it does. So,
because you can't get enough of me, I know, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, Johnny got the boarding pass at 7 o'clock. And I'm,
yeah,
Evan,
so
we love you guys. We hope you have a great trip. We can't wait to have you on to do a trip report. We're looking forward to that. And off to Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, so I got up at 4. I got to Hollywood Studios. I got to the parking lot at 6:15. And you can tell that Disney knows that there's crowds. They fully staffed everything. Everything is fluid. Everything moves. So I was afraid, you know, getting there at 6:15, I was going to sit in the toll plaza for hours. Nope, zoomed right through there. It took literally maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get through the toll plaza.
Well, they were basically told by the county to open the parking lot and let everybody in.
Yeah, they can't back up until Yeah, so the park opened at 7 today, so I got through the toll plaza at like 10 after 6, I parked at 6:15, and then bag check went fairly quick. It was probably 10 minutes in standing in line for the bag check, and then it looked horrible. I mean, it was just a mass of humanity in front of the gates to get in, but they're skipping the finger check, so basically you just hit your magic band or your card and you're in. So they're not doing the biometric thing, which ends up taking a lot of time off of it. So
because everybody uses the wrong finger. Do this one.
Yep.
They wait till they get there and like they forget. Like, and I'm not. I understand if it's your first time or whatever, but you know, most people it's not their first time. It's kind of like when they get the bag check and don't have their bag opened yet. You know.
Or you stand in the fast pass line and you don't know what time your fast pass is, or you don't have your card out, or you don't have your magic band ready to scan. And that happens all the time. People walk past pirates and the fast pass line extends out. Well, that doesn't look very fast. Well, if people knew what to do when they got here, I mean, if they had a time from 10:30 to 11:30 and they're at 10:45 and they scan their magic band, it takes literally no time to get through a fast pass line. But
no, we have to stop and argue
with people. So.
They're on their phone walking up to it and not even paying attention.
Yep, and fishing for their – and it takes them 5 minutes to find their card, and that backs up the line. So. But, yeah, so got in. I was in the park probably by 6:40 or so, and I had heard before that a good idea is to get away from the crowd, because you have to use – the best way is to use your smartphone to get this boarding pass. And so you're going to – want to be away from the crowd. So what I did is I skipped all that massive humanity there at Starbucks, because God knows people need their Starbucks in the morning. But I went over to Sunshine. What is the name of the little place with the right on the way to Rock and Roller Coaster? And there's
Sunshine Tree Terrace, isn't it?
No, that's... anyhow, that little sitting area right to the left as you're making your way towards Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower Terror.
Yes.
Yeah, so Lakewood, no, it's not Lakewood Ranch, but anyhow, that area, there's a coffee set up there. There's like 5 people in line as opposed to about 100, 500 people in line at Starbucks. So if you just want regular coffee, that's the place to go. Just got me a coffee, and then it was very chilly this morning. It was probably 44, 46.
And poor baby, it's like 22 here, so.
It was very chilly for Florida. So they actually, in that little area, they have the, you know, the outdoor heating lamps on above the table. So I sat there and was perfectly comfortable and ready to go at 7 o'clock. And what you're going to want to do is have your, do not have your app open until 7 o'clock. And they make a little announcement over the PA system. When it is time. So right at 7 o'clock, you open your app or either refresh it, but don't be sitting there waiting for it to change. It's not going to change. You have to refresh it or you have to actually open it. So I waited for my phone to change from 6:59 to 7, opened the app, popped on there. And because I was a party of one, I got boarding party number 17 out of however many they pass out. So I was fairly, that was a really good call. The people next to me, they were four of them and they had 72. So it really makes a difference, I believe, if you're a party of one or two, because everybody I was in there with when I actually wrote it was either parties of one or two. So if you break up your party, you're probably going to get a lot better chance of getting a boarding pass. And the rumors have it, and they still pass out, or they still run out of them by 10 minutes after 7 or something like that. So you're going to want to be in the park, and you have to be in the park. You can't be standing outside. You can't be in the parking lot. You can't be in your resort. Can't be at Epcot. You have to be in the park to get
your boarding
pass.
And you have to have your Wi-Fi turned on, don't you?
No, I use my regular cell service.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if that's how they knew you were in the park. You follow me with the Wi-Fi connection?
No, you tap your... To get into the park, you have to tap your magic band, and then that tells the...
Oh, there you go, John. Yeah. My bad. I was thinking, you get what I'm saying, though, how Wi-Fi... It's kind of like with my Xfinity. I can't stream certain things because I'm not at my house. They know I'm not on my house Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I got you.
Like football games and stuff like that. Certain games you're out, they won't let you stream it.
Yep. No, but you have to tap your band. You can't get in with five of your family's magic bands either. You can't take them all in the park and expect to get everybody a boarding pass and let them sleep in. No, they have to be in the park. So everybody has to have their park ticket and be in the park right at 7 o'clock. So, like I said, I had 17, so I just meandered my way over there. And it is a mass of humanity at that time of the morning. There are – I'm not – that claustrophobic. I don't like crowds that much, but I'm not I don't flip out, but there was a couple of times where you know the feeling, kind of like that day at Magic Kingdom that you and Brenda had. So it can get a bit annoying, but I got over there, and the closer you got to Star Wars Land, the more
it was bothering me. Sunshine Day Cafe, is it, John?
No, I still
I
don't
think
know
that's
what it's
or is it the Catalina Eddies?
No, it's before Catalina Eddies. And it has a couple of craft beers
Fairfax
in there now. Of course,
Fair.
Fairfax Fair is right there.
They're all the ones I could think of.
Yeah, that might be the one that it was. But anyhow, they had coffee and stuff right there. That whole area is just the area I was talking about sitting at. So there's nobody over there, so.
Okay, that was driving me nuts. So go ahead. You meandered your way over. You're stuck in the crowds.
Yep. It's very crowded at that time. So, but you get over there, and as you make your way into Galaxy's Edge, the whole land, people start to peel away. You know, other people have later boarding passes, so they're riding Star Tours. A lot of people are going over to Smuggler's Run because maybe they don't have a boarding party until much later, so they're going to ride Smuggler's Run, stuff like that. So you have 2 hours. So once your boarding pass does say it's ready to go, you can take like 2 hours to get over there. So if it's at 8:15, all of a sudden it's ready for you. You've got until 10:15 to make your way over there. So you can definitely have time to ride, finish a queue somewhere else to get over there. But I just wanted to get it done. So I knew I was going to be fairly get her done. So I made my way over there. I stood out there for probably 10 minutes. It was probably by the time I got over there, stood in front of it for 10, 15 minutes, it was 7:25 or so. And I just kept checking the app. And eventually I got a message that says your boarding party is ready to go. They scanned your magic band and I went right in. So I didn't have a problem with it at all. I've read some reviews where people had big issues and stuff like that. But I got my boarding pass and I got on the ride and everything worked. So I didn't really have any issue.
Well, that's good because... they've been saying one of the problems that they've had is they were hoping to get 1,000 people on an hour is what their plans were, and they're only getting like 700 to 800 an hour.
Yeah, I could see that. I saw some of the other I don't even know what to call it, vehicles leaving at the same time we were, and they were empty. So there was other ones that they were still testing at the time to get going and all that type of stuff. So
yeah, so that's what I've heard. I mean, I'm not trying to criticize. I'm just saying it's harder than what they envisioned, because there's a lot of, from what I've seen of it and from what you're going to tell us now, but there's a lot of cast member moving parts too. And a little slow here, a little slow there could push it back, you know, 5-10 minutes. And that's a couple rides a day if you add it all together.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you have to think something like my Pirates of the Caribbean, we move 2,500 people an hour average through that ride. And that's a people eater. So, you know, if you're talking 700-800, yeah, your lines are going to be astronomical. So I think what they're doing is trying to get to that 1,000 point level when they finally have everything working smoothly before they start a normal fast pass queue and a normal queue. So,
yeah,
but
because and you know this, John, you're a cast member. Fast pass slows the lines down a lot in some ways.
Dramatically.
I remember days before fast pass, things seemed to move better than they do since they put it in some ways.
They certainly does. There's a lot of attractions that it slows everything down. Pirates isn't too bad, but they did have 1 year during spring break when they didn't have the fast pass up, and it was during spring break and the line never got past 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you're not stopping the line constantly for people using FastPass. So.
Yeah, and you don't have another loading area. You know what I mean? Because that secondary loading area is what messes the way people are coming in and blocking the line.
Yeah.
It just makes confusion. It's kind of like at my job, we talk about all the time. Sometimes if there's small walls and you tell the guys just to hit the spots that you think are bad, them standing there thinking to what spots they think is bad, it's just easier to tell them to hit the whole damn wall.
Exactly.
You know what I'm getting at, John. Those you get it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The FastPass system has done nothing but dramatically slow down the standby lines. But I mean, if it's going to be here, we're going to have to take advantage of it. But
yeah,
I honestly would much prefer it if they just got rid of the FastPass altogether. I'd just go around in the morning to ride the rides when their lines were short, and then go back later and ride the slower ones. You know. So.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so you go over your boarding, and how cool is it, the boarding area, John?
Let's see. You went into – holy cow, there's a lot of moving parts to this. I've never – this was more of an experience than just a ride, because you don't get on one area and then you're done. You know what I mean? So you go into a pre-show area, BB-8's rolling around inside there up top. And then
the best Star
Ray,
Wars character ever,
there
Ray,
you
is
go.
Up there, right?
I thought of Doug when I saw BB-8. And
yes, I love BB-8.
By the way, I took no pictures. I took no video. This was my first time. I wasn't going to – I didn't even bother trying to document anything. I wanted to totally experience everything. So BB-8 was there, and then a hologram of Ray comes on and tells you that you got your recruits for the for the resistance. You're the resistance fighters, and they're going to put you on a shuttle to get you over to the resistance base so you can start your training and so forth and so on. So that's pretty cool. You leave that little room, you actually walk outside, and then you board what looks like for lack of a better term, a space shuttle. It's a spaceship, and it looks like you're really getting on board. It's very cool. It's a simulator, but you're just standing. So it's about like probably about the size of a bus. Obviously, really well done with an animatronic of
Lieutenant Beck.
What's that?
It's Lieutenant. Well, who is it? Lieutenant Beck.
Well, it's the Admiral Akbar characters from Return of the Jedi, the catfish-looking dudes.
Okay.
We always call them the catfish guys, the calamaris. But, yeah, this guy, I can't remember his name because he's a different one, but it's a very good animatronic. He's sitting up front commanding the vessel, and then Poe is on one of the
Black leader.
Screens. Yeah, talking to you, and different X-Wing leaders are talking to you. And then so this thing is, even though you're standing up, is a pretty decent simulator where it's simulating space flight. It takes off. You look through the front, and it looks like you're heading, you know, into space. Pilot's there, the animatronic controlling the vessel, and then you look behind you, and there's another screen, and you see the stuff behind that. Of course, you get about halfway where you're going, and something goes wrong. I hate it when something goes wrong on a Disney attraction, always. But the Empire attacks and ends up destroying some of the X-Wings, and then you get in a tractor beam, and of course it pulls the shutter into the Star Destroyer. And so once that happens, the doors open, and all of a sudden you are, and it was weird, I think it was the same doors open, so I don't know how they did that one, but anyway, but you're being boarded by the Empire. And so I have to say, every cast member out there really is having fun doing your roles, because they take this very serious. Especially the Empire guys, They, for lack of a better term, act like Nazis. So,
yes, they do. They're smug. They're very smug. They don't smile, because I've seen it all. I've watched the full video multiple times.
Yep.
So they sit there. They stay in character very well. They scream and yell at you to stay. Not scream and yell at you, but talk very stern at you to stay on your lines and your marks.
Very close to a drill sergeant type attitude. Yes, absolutely. So they bring you out, and you are in front of about 50 stormtroopers, and these are animatronic stormtroopers. I think most of them, I think maybe one or two of them were real. It was hard to tell. They all move subtly. So, you know, the guns shift and their heads turn a little bit and stuff like that. And some of them actually look like they're breathing. So that looked very, very cool. Once you, and of course they're telling you, okay, you may document this to scare the other resistance fighters, obviously. So people are filming and crap like that. So document correctly. But then they march you out of there. They put you in front of a color system. So it's another pre-show area. They take you to a, this hallway, put you in front of like the numbers or the colors. I told you, I got an orange color, and you're supposed to be getting interrogated at this point. So they're taking you to an interrogation room. They take you to what is supposed to be like a jail cell.
Yeah, is that where Kylo comes out or whatever?
Yep. Yeah. So they put you in this jail cell, and then Kylo Ren shows up with Admiral Hux from the last movies. The redheaded dude.
Yeah, Kylo's so much better than Darth Vader, I gotta say, John.
Oh, you're so full of it. This would have that would have been the only thing if Darth Vader would have been in this. But so he comes out, and it's pretty impressive. I don't think those are animatronics; those are, I think, holograms and stuff. But they're very well done. They come out, and all of a sudden they have to leave to go to the bridge or something, and so a torch cuts the door open, and all of a sudden there's a door there, and it's the resistance. They're taking you back to escape from the Star Destroyer now, and so they're putting you on these prisoner transports, which is finally the actual attraction itself. So after all that, you're actually finally in the ride. So you get in that, and then you move through a sequence of, and it's just the trackless vehicles. They're,
I think,
very
it's really cool because the droid's in with you.
Yep. Each one has a little droid, a little R25, I think they was his name. And so they're supposed to know where they're going. And so what they can do is every little room and sequence that you see, people can see it at different points. You know, you can send three of them out, and one can go to each point, and then you switch. And it's a seamless way to do it. So it's really cool. You don't have to stay in a straight line.
But before you keep going, I just want to confirm, am I right? Is it a Star Wars meets the Great Movie Ride, kind of? The way it goes through all the different rooms?
It kind
different
of.
Scenes.
It's a very updated vehicles from,
But what I'm saying is you go room, like different areas, different rooms, stuff like that, and the car's taking you through. You're seated in the car. It kind of feels a little bit like you're moving like that through the scenes.
Yeah, well, you're moving a lot quicker, and
these the cars are smaller.
Yeah, these cars are incredibly, it's an incredibly updated version of Great Movie Ride, if you want to say that. So, I think there's only eight people in each one. Yeah, so there was eight people in each car as they move through. And you saw several different things. You saw the droid from the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, the one that ends up on Hoth. To tell them where the rebels are hiding at, that type of droid. You run right into one of those, and then it makes its way. You see a couple of different scenes. And the best one, the one that, Doug, I have to say, it might have brought a tear to my eye. it was the AT-ATs. You go into a room, and there are two life-sized AT-ATs looking at you, and that is some of the most incredible thing. It is just amazing. It really is.
And JJ being born don't even compare to what I see with these AT-ATs.
That is your words, not mine. My son is the best thing that ever happened to me, so I don't even want to compare it to that.
I'm just kidding, but the way you're saying it, John, it was like...
we don't kid about that.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do. Go ahead.
Anyhow, that was incredible. It really was. And then what happens is it backs up into an elevator shaft, the car does, and then all of a sudden it lifts you up. The the shaft does, and you go up to the height of the AT-AT itself and look into the viewports, and you see two stormtroopers standing, sitting there, and they launch their, or, you know, sit down and start firing their guns at you. And so that's really cool. It kind of blows you backwards, and the everything that shoots at you actually makes damage in different areas of the traction and stuff like that. So all that's incredibly well done. Once the AT-AT's finished shooting at you, you end up near the bridge and you see the General Hux and the Kylo Ren animatronics. And they were working fine when I rode it. So
good.
They looked really good.
But
really,
it would
really
suck
impressive.
Without them working, you know, because that
makes
it
really
ride.
Would. Really would.
This early in the game, they should be working all the time.
They should. They should. That should be one of the 101 figures where if they don't work, the ride's down. It's just the way it is. So, I mean, we've got 101 figures on Pirates. We've got 9 of them. And if they're not working, our traction doesn't run. So.
Yeah, well, if Johnny don't work, it runs still. That's all I know.
Yeah. But, so you see them. That looks impressive. And then, let me think what happens next. There's so many different elements here. Crap.
Now you go right through this dark area, then through these like elevator doors or whatever. After you go up the hill.
You go through there, and then all of a sudden you'll stop, and then Kylo Ren sees you, and he starts to walk towards you, and you are shut up in something, and then the lightsaber comes through, his lightsaber, and he's cutting through the top of the roof to get at you. So that was really cool. That was really neat. And then. Somehow I forgot how the Resistance got back at you. But anyhow, okay, now I remember.
Yeah, but, I see Kylo Ren, he comes down this tube, and then the elevator doors close, if I remember, and he sticks that through. Then where do you go?
Yeah, and then you finally, I think Poe gets a lock on you, Poe, and
Ray.
Finn.
Oh, Finn?
Finn, they get a lock on you and start bringing you out. And so they end up dropping or picking you back up the car itself, and then it's supposed to be in a launch port, and so it drops you, and it's nowhere near the Tower of Terror drop, but it's still a nice 10-foot drop, which can catch a lot of people off guard because you're
make
not really
my belly go
it.
Squeamy.
Yeah, it would. So that was really cool. And then it becomes a simulator, like kind of like Star Tours, and it gives you a little bit of a simulated Star Tours ride for about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, and then it crashes back onto Batu, and you've made it to the Rebel base. So, whew.
Yeah, because they attack Kylo at the end. You see him, don't he rock back and forth before you take off or something? They get him through a wall or shooting through the wall or something.
Yeah, they might have, but there was so much going on, I probably missed that one. So,
yeah,
but
there's an area where he's standing there looking at you, and then the wall collapses around him. Big shield comes down in front of him, John.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened, but I probably didn't even, I don't even remember seeing it. Like I said, I'm skipping half of it, and I probably have half of this out of sequence and everything else.
That's okay, you were excited, and it does remind you of Star Tours a little bit, but better, like the action scene you're flying through.
Yeah,
you're actually flying through the clouds and come down to land, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that last part, and then what I thought was really cool is that once that simulator's through, the car themselves actually rolls out of that area and then outside, and then all of a sudden you're offloading and you're back outside, which is really weird. It's one of the first attractions I remember that you go inside, you go outside, you go inside. So it's back and forth, and then by the time you're done, and it's weird here in Florida, I know typically it would be from the air conditioning to the heat, and this morning it was from the warmth of the inside
to
the cold. Yeah, so
it's pretty cool. Ain't there like when you go outside, there's some kind of, I don't know, there's a guy inside of a it looks like a crane. I don't know how to explain it, but there's a glass, and there's guys in a machine watching you come out. Another animatronic.
Yeah, they were right there when you came out, and I was trying to watch everything, but like I said, I missed half of it. But then, they park, and I don't know, some of the coolest stuff was actually watching them little individual cars park by themselves, kind of like in a parallel parking. You know, it'd be parallel parking if you could get next to the parking space and then turn your wheels all the way to left and zoom right in. So, you know. Yeah. So, but
that's awesome, yeah. John. So the big question is, Flight of Passage or Rise of the Resistance?
if I wasn't a Star Wars fan, Rise of the Resistance. I am a Star Wars fan, Rise of the Resistance 10 times more than Flight of Passage.
Well, you just said if I wasn't a Star Wars fan, Rise of the Resistance.
Yes. Yes. Yes, if I wasn't a Star Wars fan, it would still be Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
But since I am a Star Wars fan, it's 10 times Flight of Passage.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's a better all-around experience. I mean, Flight of Passage is pretty cool. It's probably the second most impressive attraction out here, but it's not near my favorite. I think this will probably become one of my favorite attractions of all time. So,
that's awesome.
I mean, you know, as cool as Flight of Passage is, I'd still rather probably ride Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean. So,
okay, there you go. I would, I'd ride Pirates if you weren't there. And then, did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd ride it if I replaced Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
I know that.
100%. So. You'd look better in there, John. You're a better man than Johnny Depp. I'd rather see you sitting in that pile of gold than that piece of garbage.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
But anyway, so you did enjoy it. You give it a 10 out of 10, it sounds like, John.
I would say yes. I think I saw everything working. Actually, if I missed anything, I didn't know it was supposed to be there, so I'm okay with it. Now if I go back and something else is working, I'd be even more impressed.
Well, now you might want to go watch a video, and this way you can know what to look for a little more.
Yeah, I might. I might. Or I might just go ride it again. I think I might get up one morning early this week and go do it again.
Oh, so. Jesus. Lisa's going to think you're cheating on her. You're sneaking out of the house early in the morning.
Where are you going at 4:30? I got to work, honey. I got to work.
You don't start till 10, babe. That's awesome, though, John. I'm glad you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. And then because I got on so early, I was planning on spending half of the day at Hollywood Studios. You know, maybe my boarding pass wouldn't be until 10:30, 11:30, but it was that early, so Hollywood Studios just doesn't have the enthrall for me that somewhere else does. So you know where I headed.
You were breaking my heart, too. You sent out pictures. You walked down my walking path.
Oh, absolutely. That was some pretty pictures, weren't they?
Oh, my God. So. I love that. I'll take that to my grave knowing I showed you that beautiful path, John. It's one of the few things that I actually taught you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe I didn't know you could walk from Hollywood Studios all the way to Epcot before you talked about it. So,
dude, I feel
so stupid.
I love that.
I even told you, Doug, we even stayed at Boardwalk one time before I knew that you could do that walk. I was, what the hell, you moron? So.
Ask Brenda, because this is how inquisitive I am. I'm very good with directions, I've told you that. Like, we just got a hotel the other day. They locked the doors. We're supposed to go in and sent us another way. And I had, like, all my guys following me because they know I'll find every nook and cranny and know how to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm just that guy. And as soon as we stayed over at that area, we stayed at the Swan and Dolphin. I go, you can walk from here to Hollywood Studios, can't you? And they go, yeah. And I knew it. I just knew there was that, if you follow me. And that's going back many moons ago. And I love that ever since. It's been always one of my favorite things to do. It's especially when the boats are going by, the friendship boats. It's just beautiful on a nice morning or afternoon.
Oh, yeah, it was great this morning. There was very few people out. You know, I think it was only me and the joggers. So, you know, the guys out, or guys and gals out hitting the pass early to jog. So, oh, another recommendation, and I seriously don't mean this in any negative context, but if you can leave the scooter or the stroller in the car until after you ride Rise of the Resistance, it's going to do nothing but help you out. It is incredibly packed trying to get back in there, and strollers and scooters, they just, you're going to run into somebody, and then you're going to feel bad, and they're going to feel bad. So
yeah.
I would recommend you just wait until after you ride Rise of the Resistance before you get your scooter. So, but that's just me, you know? So.
If you can.
If you can, absolutely. So, but yeah, I have to say that I think most people were doing that. I think I saw one stroller and about three ECVs, which is way under par for that amount of people you don't normally. So,
yeah, well, I'm glad you finally got on, John. So you got to do that. I still got to see the Rise of Skywalker before you, but.
Yeah, that's probably going to be on the agenda very soon. So.
Yeah, well, maybe you can make a day, John. You do get your boarding pass, run to Disney Springs, see Star Wars, and then go back on that. You get JJ over there.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I use my annual pass to get in here for today because my main gate pass for being a cast member is still blocked out. So we can't get into Hollywood Studios with JJ and with Lisa probably for another 2 months. So
they're just so good to you cast members, dude.
with the crowd out there, I don't expect it. I mean, that place is so packed. So.
I expect that they should have made a time, John, like maybe a couple hours where they just let anybody sign up and do it. Put you guys on.
Well, they should have had the cast member preview. They should have had the cast member preview is what they should have had. So
100%. Or they should even now hold a couple times where they let you and your families get on. Throw you a bone. Treat you the way you deserve to be treated. I guarantee if Money Grubbing Bob is there with his big butt and his family and all his friends, I'll get him in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, all the executives, the other, you know, the morons that aren't on the front lines, their butts have all been on it, but the cast members in the park and Hollywood Studios aren't allowed on it. It's bullcrap.
Just me.
But I'm happy you got on, John. And did you hear? I've been hearing a lot of rumors because being as I'm a Star Wars aficionado now, the number one Star Wars fan on the show. No, there has been some rumors though, John, of already updates coming to Smuggler's Run.
Really? No, I hadn't heard anything about that.
And one of them is another in the spring or early summer. They are going to be putting another mission in there, is what I've been hearing. And one of the rumors is it hasn't been announced by Disney or whatever, but you know, you go through videos and vlogs and different things you read, and some of them are some of them happen more than they don't when you read certain things. And one of them is there, because the popularity of Solo wasn't as much as they thought it was going to be.
Right.
They're talking about putting the Mandalorian, a mission of the Mandalorian in Smuggler's Run.
I can see that. You put Baby Yoda in anything right now, and it's going to turn golden. So.
And what they're saying is because of the loading capacity, it hasn't been as much as they would have liked with Rise of the Resistance. Like, the popularity of Rise of the Resistance is through the roof. They're happy with what people are saying about it, except for people are complaining that it doesn't handle enough people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
On the opposite side, Smuggler's Run hasn't gotten the approval of the fans the way that Rise of the Resistance did. They're nowhere near as happy as they thought people would be, if you follow me. And they want that is designed to be a people eater. Smuggler's Run.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're talking about, that's one of the rumors I've been hearing about the Mandalorian.
All right, well, let me ask you something about the Mandalorian and the whole Baby Yoda phenomenon. All right, so did I miss something in the last episode or the episode before where Baby Yoda said something about chicken nuggets?
No, I didn't hear anything about chicken nuggets.
Okay, there's Facebook memes all over the place with him saying chicky nuggets or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe he pronunciated it weird and that's how they got. I didn't get that one.
I didn't see him pronounce anything. Did you see him say anything?
No,
I don't remember him saying anything, so I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so I thought maybe you knew.
No, I'm going to have to check into that myself. But that's one of the rumors. And then the other rumor is that there's going to be more and more droids. C-3PO is supposed to be coming in May.
Oh, that would be cool.
As they said, they want to get more droids into the parks. And C-3PO, from what I'm hearing, I haven't heard Disney announce it, but some of the things I've been reading and videos and stuff I've been watching, that's one of the rumors that C-3PO is coming.
Well, that's very cool. And there's another thing I wanted to mention about Rise of the Resistance was the fact that they actually had the actors that played the characters in the attraction itself. You know, they had Rey, they had Poe, they had
Finn?
The other guy. Finn. So they had everybody. So it was the people that
actually... Yeah, they had the best Star Wars cast ever in that one.
Well, I don't know about that. If it would have been Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford, I would have preferred it. But, you know,
Well, that's you, John. You're old school, buddy. I'm new school.
But, yeah, it was really cool actually seeing the actual people in there. So that's what I was impressed with when we've done Harry Potter out at Universal, was the fact that they actually had Daniel Radcliffe and stuff in there. So.
Yeah, well, I actually, all kidding aside, that last Star Wars movie, and I went to the movie theater, I actually really, really enjoyed that. I mean, to the point where I can't wait to see it again.
Well, good for you. How about that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the action in. I liked the story of it. I like Kerry Russell's character. Her dealing with Poe, I thought that was really cool. Like, they have this nice little interaction with him. So I really enjoyed that.
Oh, good deal.
You know,
I know. I need to go
fan,
see it.
So.
I know.
What's that?
I know. I need to go see it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a real fan, you'd have already seen it. But, you know, like me, I went out the first couple weeks and saw it. I had to, you know.
I see.
Yeah, but I know I'm dedicated to the show, John.
Well, somebody got up at 4 o'clock this morning. So.
Yeah, I know you got up at 4 o'clock this morning because you wanted to see that ride. And
no,
secondary
no, I didn't want to do the ride at all, Doug. I did it for the show.
Yeah, okay, thanks. You're good. I appreciate that.
But actually, I'm you know so what I am going to do? I'm going to do the Canadian film later today.
I can't wait to hear about that, too.
Yeah, the Canadian film and the one in China is new, too, right?
Yes.
I'm not doing the sing-along in France, though. I'm gonna skip
on,
that,
Johnny. So. Record yourself singing in France.
Nobody wants to see that, Doug.
They would be hearing that, too.
Yeah, nobody wants to certainly hear it.
See, so. My voice is a little on the shady side again, or I would I'd have you record it and I would sing along. But,
okay.
You know, because I'm the singer of the show. You do know this, John.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, there's some of the rumors, you know, and the same as always. They keep saying that land is never going to be totally completed. It's always going to be changing.
Oh, just like Disney. Disney itself, you know. It's never going to be done.
So. Yeah. They're just trying to figure out, because of the timeline in The Mandalorian, they're trying to figure it out because it's between the first three movies. And, the, you know what I mean, or 3, 4, what is it? How's it go, the sequence?
It's in between 7 and, no, it's between 6 and 7. So between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. So.
Yeah, it's between, you know, the first one, you know what I'm saying, John.
Yeah, there you go.
The numbers are all, the New Hope is number one, in my opinion, is the way it should be. It's too damn confusing. You know, it's unnecessary. So I can hear the France music. It sounds good. It's just the right decibels.
Yeah. It's the, like I said, you should hear a medley of them because I'm writing them down near the lake. So.
Now, have you got to see anything? Is there any way to see anything going on with Ratatouille or the construction there in France?
You can see the construction when you make your way from International Gateway over that way. But it's you know, still across that canal, so you really can't get close. And then I walked past back there. Before I went to the bakery, and they just got a construction wall up, and you really can't see anything from right there. So, but I'll walk past it later, and I'll probably take the Skyliner when I'm done here. So I'll try to get some pictures over there when I'm passing on the Skyliner. So
that'll be cool. Today's a good day to ride the Skyliner. It's not too hot.
No, it's warming up nice now though, but it's probably going to be near 70. So,
well, that's going to get more and more packed with the way the bus situation is with all the resorts now.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're really, they really don't care. Just, yeah, you're going to take the Skyliner and that's it. You're afraid of heights? Tough. I don't care. Get on it. I just hope my wife's okay. She's weird. Like, she's, as long as she's, like, not on the edge, she's usually okay, if you follow me.
The Skyliner is so smooth. It's nothing like even a gondola that you've been on at a ski resort or anything like that. This is the smoothest sky ride of that sort that I've ever been on. It's very, very, very laid back, relaxed. It has one little takeoff, but it's not even much. So I don't see her having a problem at all. So it's beautiful too. So
yeah, well, I'm looking forward to. I can't wait to get down there, try that, and get on Rise of the Resistance. I'm glad you were happy. It sounded like you had a good time. You sound like a little kid. Experience your little when you were a child. Got to experience Star Wars.
You know, I finally realized, Doug, that working out here, and you can tell talking to me the last couple of weeks, I really am starting to get burnt out. As much as you complain about the parks themselves, I feel that way a lot of times about guests because it can get to you, man. There are so many rude people out here, and there are so many people that demand the best day of their lives, and I realize they're paying a fortune for this. Of course they are, but we all do. You're no better than anybody else, and just because you believe you're entitled to it doesn't mean that you get a fast pass when all these other people have to stand in the standby line, you know. But I get that all the time. So, and I really I realize that I need to take that break every once in a while, and when I finish a shift, go ride Haunted Mansion, go ride Pirates of the Caribbean, take a day and come out here, and even if I don't have a lot of money, just to ride some of the rides and enjoy what I, to remember why I like Walt Disney World. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, I think that's the other thing that's going on with Disney too over the past 10 to 15 years. It used to be when you entered those gates, everybody was equal, everybody was the same, and there was no classes, if you understand what I'm saying. And now it's getting to the point where they have so many things that they're gouging people to pay for. The entitlement is starting to really get worse and worse there, in my opinion. And I think you're seeing that as guests are being upcharged for everything. They feel entitled to everything now.
Well, and it's I don't even know how to phrase this correctly, but there's a lot of people who have they're in a scooter, and so they are, therefore they demand immediate access to the attraction. But you're not the only person in the scooter, ma'am. There are freaking 500 other people behind you in the same situation you are. Mm-hmm. So you still have to wait in line. I'm sorry. Just because, you know, I mean, I realize that maybe you've got some a handicap or a disability of some sort, but so does everybody else behind you and in front of you. So what do you want me to do for you? Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, that's a lot of it. People are so they are they definitely, and I don't
my
know if it's Price Gouging or it's just entitlement, man. Yeah. Everybody thinks they are the one and only person out here. So
no, and it's going out the door like I love when you're going into the ride too. There's so many times like me and Brenda will just step aside and let four or five people go by. Like, is that really gonna make or break your day? Like fighting for, you know, am I wrong, John?
Yep. Exactly.
And everybody acts like it's going to make or break their day when they do that. And it's like, still have common courtesy and be kind to one another. It's like, the end of the day, just enjoy yourself and don't be rude. Because that's when I get fired up with the rude. You know what I'm saying? People being rude and ignorant.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait to go on Rise of the Resistance because there are definitely some. Although I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was definitely crowded, but I don't think I got stepped on and nobody pushed me or anything of that sort. So, yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was very, very crowded, though. So.
Well, you got to see the Golden Globes last week and the Grammys this week. Everybody watch the stars. They'll tell you how to live your life perfectly, John. Because they know so much, like to conserve energy. Like, I'm watching, John, last week we watched the Golden Globes, I think it was. And I'm listening, and I love Friends. I like Jennifer. I like TV. I'm a TV account. I like, but these people have to stop, John. They really do. They live in an alternate reality. I mean, like, I'm listening to all these people telling me to conserve energy, and they're worried about, which I am. God forbid the fires in Australia are horrible, and they're talking to me about global warming and conserving energy, and then I'm watching all these idiots showing me how they lay in the back of their limo so they don't get their dress wrinkled. They're each in an individual SUV or a limousine laying flat out so they don't get their dress wrinkled. Now, if you're really concerned about energy, John, would you be riding all by yourself in a stretch limousine so your goddarn dress don't get wrinkled?
No, they should be in, like, some kind of trolley all showing up in an electric bus altogether.
Yeah, or at least put six or seven of you in the same damn car. They're all showing up by themselves in these gowns that I'm sure were not made in a sweatshop somewhere, John. No, you get what my point is. It's given to them free. They get they're so out of reality. If you asked any one of those idiots how much a gallon of milk costs, they would have no freaking idea.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I remember years ago when the first President Bush we had, they took him to a grocery store and he had no idea what a UPC bar symbol was on a gallon of milk. So, yeah, I mean, people, when they get to that point, they don't know what reality is. You know, none of those people have ever had to worry about paying their electric bill or their mortgage payment. No, so, you know.
And I get it. I understand you care. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. Like, you know, I'm blabbling here on our show, John. But my point is, I'm still in touch with reality. It's like, you're going to sit there and preach and yell at me, and then you're going to own like six homes and tell me to conserve energy when you're heating them all, and the only people living in them is your servants waiting for you to show up?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really cared, why do you need 12 homes, 35,000 square feet, like, and not even know half the rooms? Like, John, in your house, do you use every room every day? Your house is plenty big for you guys, is what my point is. Could you see yourself having another 15 to 20 rooms, John? What would you do with them?
Well, I probably wouldn't need them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know. Again, I digress, but I really worried about that. And what about this coronavirus, John? God forbid. Did you hear they shut Disneyland down in China?
Yeah, the one in Shanghai. Yeah, that's closed down. And then the one in, I guess the one in, whatchamacallit, the other one, they're wearing the masks already all over the place. But I don't know, half the time you see some of those videos from Japan and China, people are wearing masks all the time anyway.
Yeah, because of the pollution.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who's suffering from that, and be careful, you know. I mean, they had some people out at Disneyland even wearing masks in California. It was a couple cases were out there or something.
Yeah, rumor has it it's going to spread this way. So it's nothing good, but no. I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. So.
Yeah, well, thoughts and prayers go out to everybody, but I'm sure tonight you'll watch the Grammys, and they'll all tell you how to save your life.
You'll watch the Grammys.
No, I won't. I'll be flipping through the channels, and what'll happen is I'll turn one reception speech on, and I'll wake my wife up yelling at them because they're. I really want to thank everybody for this. This is the most. This little gold trophy is the most important thing on the planet. I am more important than a firefighter, police officer, or any Marine over in Afghanistan or fighting for our country because I got this little gold trophy. I am amazing. It's like they are so out of touch, dude. Like, it is so – it's so over the top that you sit there and I got to go to my union hall and tell them we need to do a taper awards. And I could stand up there. I want to thank my brother for putting the Hawk and knife in my hand. I remember back when I was 13 years old, he showed me how to put my fingers on the Hawk and the knife to spread the mud throughout the wall. I mean, they should have to get construction awards, John. I mean, it's over the top with these awards already. Them so self-praising each other like they're curing something. They're curing nothing. They're making millions of dollars, and the real people are struggling to pay their bills. But they'll tell you how great they are tonight. Tune in tonight. Watch the Grammys. See the greatest people on the planet.
Probably not.
Exactly. Well, let's get to some Disney news as you're hanging out in France, Sean. Oh, last night, Tommy Lee, did you watch the LeBron Sixers game at all?
No, I didn't get off until like – I didn't get home until almost midnight last night. So.
Well, I was so happy. Being there's no football this week, this portion of the basketball season is brought to you by Carmen and Brian. Head over to YouTube and check out their show. But anyway, because I know Carmen and Brian love basketball also. Don't you think, John?
Huge sports fans. Everything. You know, hockey, basketball, football, absolutely everything.
100%. But I'm watching my Sixers very shorthanded last night. Me and Tommy Lee were texting back and forth, knocked off. He likes you more, but he was texting me last night about my Sixers. They did knock off the Lakers, John.
Hey, good for you.
Shorthanded, no Joel Embiid and no Richardson. Two of our starters out, and we still beat them. And I will tell you what. LeBron James cries more than any athlete I've ever seen in the history of sports. I can't stand the man. He is the biggest crybaby. Have you ever watched him play a basketball game, John?
Yeah, I've watched him. I never noticed him cry any more than anybody else, but I don't watch that much. So.
Dude, it is the entire game. If you touch this man on any play, if you're within 3 feet of him, you fouled this man. Now, he could knock you over, bowl you over, kick you in the rear end, and he don't think it's a foul. It was the entire game last night. Me and Tommy were texting back and forth laughing about it, but we knocked them off, so I got the text with Tommy last night. I felt special like you, John.
Oh, good for you.
So, and then our buddy Robbie this week, he's showing all kind of food that he's eating. He eats better than anybody I know, John.
I believe you're right. I saw the tweet he put out yesterday of him eating at, was it Shula's or something? No, it wasn't Shula's. It was Houston's, I think.
Yeah.
But
another steak.
So. Yeah, another giant steak that looked really good. And he's obviously saying, you know, usually he doesn't like tenderloin filet because, you know, usually they're so flavorless. But this one, with their seasoning, was absolutely fantastic. So
That's the way he talks, huh, John? Very good. His pinky's probably out, too, as he's drinking his after-dinner cocktail.
Very,
right,
very Mr. Howe from the Gilligan's Island.
Oh,
right?
He's highfalutin. You know, Robbie. He adds a little class to the podcast, John.
Yeah, there you go.
He's the mayor of our podcast, John. He's the mayor of our show. So, anyway, let's get to some news. Splash Mountain's undergoing significant exterior work during the annual refurbishment at the Magic Kingdom. You noticed a lot of scaffold up over there, John?
I haven't seen any scaffolding, but the construction walls are definitely up, and a lot of people complaining about not being able to ride it, but it's not to be unexpected. They close it down every January and February, and I think this one's got a little more touch-ups and stuff like that, but it's still supposed to be done by the 26th of February, so...
Yeah, the scaffolding's up now, John. It's all over the place. It's a major... I do miss that when it's down, but when it's cold, it's kind of like... I won't lie. It's kind of like this. When it's down and it's cold and chilly out, I pretend like I'm mad. Damn it, I can't ride it. But I'm actually happy because it stops me from going to get wet in the cold.
It gives you an excuse not to ride it and get splashed.
Exactly.
So, yes, there you go.
So I don't have to look like a sissy for not riding it when it's cold out. It gives me an excuse. And it also, and you know I'm not the type of guy that likes to complain, but it gives me a reason to complain, man.
Watch out for that lightning bolt.
We have a live, dude, when I moved in here, I installed multiple lightning rods. What do you think? I'm stupid, John?
Yeah, you better have.
Yeah, I got lightning rods right out on my garage, John. Keep them away from the house. So, but anyway, yeah, if you're going down there now, Splash Mountain will be closed to February 27th. So it's sad, but it needs to be done. That's what keeps it pretty.
Yeah, yeah, especially that water ride like that. I don't know how they get away. I guess because Pirates is inside that we get away without actually having to drain ours all the time and do it. And it's somehow it, but it's got that musty water smell. So it wouldn't be bad if they replaced the water on Pirates once in a while. But a Splash Mountain has to go inside and outside. So yeah, they have to drain it and clean the flumes and stuff like that once a year. So.
Well, but it had to be done, Johnny.
Yeah.
What else is this? I don't know, John. I don't know how to put it. I'm sad that the water parks are also closed too, John. Aren't you?
You can't go on those either, Doug?
No. Oh. You know I wanted to take a ride down Summit Plummet in 48 degree weather, John.
Hey, I did the Summit Plummet. I didn't do it in 48, more like 84 or 94, but nonetheless, I did it. So.
Yeah, it cleans you out pretty good, too, when you hit that water. It's a hell of a plummet, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Plummet is correctly plummet.
And they have the, while you're at studios, John, maybe you didn't get to today, but next time if you do it this week, did you see the sneak peek of the upcoming Onward coming to Disney Hollywood Studios?
The sneak peek of what?
Onward, the new movie Onward.
Oh, no, I didn't. Like I said, I did that and got out of there.
No, I'm saying when you head back, you'll be able to check this out. The preview begins February 7th, so maybe when you're back to ride the Resistance again. Walt Disney Presents Hollywood Studios will be showing a sneak peek of the upcoming Disney and Pixar's Onward. And I'm looking forward to this, John.
Is this the elf movie or the troll movie, or is there something else?
It's the troll movie, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that one actually looks pretty funny. Well, they all look pretty funny, but yeah, that looks good.
So, yeah, if you're there after February 7th, they're going to be doing an update, a preview of that. So, I love that they run those movies in there. I remember when last one I seen was Doctor Strange was in there.
I think I saw Incredibles 2, something like that. Maybe that was the one I saw. I saw one of them in there, the preview for. So.
And if you want to, John, this afternoon, you can head over to Via Napoli and get a Sangria flight. They're having that now, John.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Epcot Via Napoli is serving a new Sangria flight along with seasonal pizza. And we were invited to visit the restaurant to see just what goes into making the perfect pizza and sample some of the offerings. So WDW Magic got to check out Via Napoli, and They got to make a couple pizzas, and they were very happy with it, John. I would like to go into Monopoly and see how they make the pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be fun. And not to mention they have really good pizza. So.
Yeah. The margarita, which can easily feed a family of four, is $40. That's awesome, John. And I know it's Walt Disney prices, but $40 for a pizza is a hell of a lot of money.
No, I've got my place that in Wesley Chapel, north of Tampa, that uses the same ingredients, and I can get a large meat lovers, not margarita, meat lovers pizza for $24. So, and the same ingredients. So,
The sangria flight looks good. I mean, but $40 for a pie. I mean, I like Via Napoli. The pie is good. I'm not going to say I'll never get one again, and we've had pizza. You know what I'm saying, John? But it is. Yeah. That is a little on the expensive side. We have a place called Holy Tomato here. It's like one of the most popular pizza places around. And we got two pies there last night. They're like, let me put it this way. I ordered two pies at 10 to 6, and they told me they'd be ready at 7 o'clock. That's how busy this place is.
Oh, there you go.
Pizza's awesome, dude. But they are busy, and they're a cash-only business, that kind of deal, John.
Yeah, I
gotcha. Yeah, they're that. Sorry about that, guys. They're that popular and they can do that. But they, the pizza was phenomenal, and we got that last night. And our two pizzas was $37, John. And they're two monster pizzas. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, big difference. And I mean, I like a margarita pizza, but it is just mozzarella and a little bit of fresh mozzarella and tomatoes and basil. So you're not spending a whole lot of money on the ingredients. So $40 for a margarita is a little extreme.
Yeah, well, Brenda got we got her a tomato pie. It's called the red, and that's no cheese at all. And then I got the Parma, which is Parmesan and mozzarella, which is, it's really good. They put these big, kind of like the margarita, the big blotches of the mozzarella on the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. This is sad for you, John, kind of. Pirates League to close this summer at the Magic Kingdom. I wonder why they're closing that down.
I don't know. We talked to a couple of people yesterday about that, and I guess it's just based on popularity. It's just not as popular as it was a couple of years ago. Because somebody keeps running down Johnny Depp. No little boy wants to be a pirate anymore. So.
Yeah, well, that's good, John.
Yeah. No, I see a lot of kids dressed up like that, but nowhere near as many as the little girls I see dressed up as princesses. So it's definitely not as popular as Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So.
I kind of think it's this way, dude, and you tell me I'm wrong. And again, I apologize for that little outburst there. I'm sick as a dog here trying to do the show. You can hear my voice again. I think when your little princess goes, Daddy, Daddy, I want to dress up like a princess, it's hard to say no. When your son says he wants to be a pirate, oh, stop it. Knock it off if you're a father. Am I wrong, John? It's easier to tell the boy no than it is to your little princess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And any time to be a pirate, well, then go steal something.
Yes. Okay, you're a pirate. Show me how tough you are. We'll buy you this.
Yeah.
But yeah. Located near Pirates of the Caribbean, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique type experience opened in summer 2009, and it offers a variety of pirate transformation packages. Prices range from $18.95 to $44.95, which I think also Disney looked at this price package and said, it ain't worth the money we're charging. It's too cheap.
That's part of it.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, a lot of theirs is like two bills.
Yes, and up. Yes. There's a couple of packages there that are 500. Are five. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Doug, I mean, every once in a while, probably every other Saturday or Sunday, I'll see an entire family come through, and mom and dad will have like three girls, probably between the ages of 4 and 8, and all of them are done up. And I'm going, whoa, what did you just drop?
Oh, my God. I could see the Visa bill that month.
Ooh. Lord have mercy. And I realize, but I would imagine this is a once in a lifetime thing. So, but I can't imagine doing that every vacation. Oof. Lord.
Well, it says no word yet on the replacement, but something will be coming to that space soon. And Presley just barreled his way into the room.
I'm just wondering if maybe they're going to, because it is, on the aspect of little boys who are out here who want to play pretend and stuff like that, it is disappointing because the boys version at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is nothing that most kids want to do. It's just, you dress up like a prince, you know, with a sword. It's nothing real fancy. The Pirates was actually pretty cool. I'm wondering if maybe they're going to do something with superheroes. So maybe not at that location, but still an option for boys and girls to dress up as one of the Marvel characters.
Or what about this, John? I could see this happening. They dress you up as a Jedi and make you buy one of those lightsabers.
I could see that happening for sure. I mean, as popular as that Jedi Academy is,
yes.
I walked past that this morning when I was leaving. There was probably 150 people in line to try to get their kids signed up for that. So
you could be
and both. That was one of those silly things that they didn't even think was going to be that popular, and it ended up being one of the most popular things at Hollywood Studios. And they had to, now they've had to build an entire auditorium just for it and stuff like that. But so was the Lion King. I mean, that Lion King show at Animal Kingdom was supposed to be a stopgap thing and a temporary show, and had no idea it was going to blow up become as popular as it did.
No, and you know, that's how things happen. Some things get a cult following or get a run going, and then it's there. You don't know until you try it.
Yeah, you have those two that they didn't expect a whole lot of, and then you got something like Mission Space that they spent how much money on, and that's sitting over there now with like a 15-minute wait.
Well, so it's kind of like this. It's like us. Well, I'll tweet out the stupidest thing and get a gazillion retweets. Tweet out something I think this is going to be awesome, and nobody cares.
Yeah. Same thing happens on Facebook and Twitter both, yeah.
So you know how that is. But I could really see them, even not even just Jedis, like if you want to be Poe, Finn, you understand what I'm saying, or any of anybody from the Star Wars trilogy, if you follow me. I could see them dressing you up in different characters and making you buy lightsabers.
Yes, absolutely.
But I could see the cast members from here moving over there, John. Speaking of something else I think might be coming the way Patina is, after Patina's done building the Patina Restaurant Group Space 2020 restaurant, raises more than $50,000 for Give Kids the World. That restaurant's going to be open, so good for them. That restaurant over at Epcot's going to be opening up very soon.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures now. It looks pretty cool. And we've read through that one picture of people sitting around, a satellite picture of you looking at the state of Florida. That's pretty neat. So
it is.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, actually, we had talked about the menu. It looks a lot more exciting than we had anticipated. It's not going to be astronaut food in the tube.
No Ovaltine.
Yeah, or Tang.
Yes. So. But anyway, they've done a lot for Give Kids the World. They're doing a really good job. They've raised over $51,000 and these funds will use to aid a fulfillment of over 8,000 wishes in 2020. So that's really awesome.
Absolutely. So good for them.
So Patina, I could see them opening up a restaurant in Galaxy's Edge soon, John, the way they're moving around the parks.
They are all over the place, aren't they? From Epcot to Disney Springs to, and that's Landry. That's got the other ones, right? Landry's at, Animal Kingdom. So
yeah, I could see Landry's or Patina opening. There's going to be a bigger restaurant coming to Galaxy's Edge, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would think so. So I'm hoping that by the time I come on vacation in the end of May with my nephew and son, my lovely wife, that we have a standardized version of getting into everything out there. So hopefully they can solve whatever problems they have now, and we can just have a normal fast pass for both rides at Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, something, John, because I know you're excited about it. Now, I know you're excited to go home and tell Lisa and JJ, but you wish they would have been with you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like I was saying, I can't do that right now.
No.
I might have a couple of complimentary tickets that I could use. I have to go check that out, because some of the complimentary tickets are good for any time. It's just our main gate pass aren't, so.
Well, hopefully you can get them over there soon. I know, like I said, it's kind of like when I went down with Brenda. You know, I mean, without Brenda, with the guys, everything I did, I was looking to tell her, if you follow me. So.
Yeah, it's always fun to be at the parks, but it's when you're used to being out here with your family, or especially your wife, it's a little lonely. So.
No, 100%, John. You do. I did miss her very much when I was down there without her. It was very, very sad.
You know, Doug, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the fishing guides across from me. I haven't had to see that guy tie a single lure yet.
So,
I'm just saying.
Don't that piss you off, John?
Huh?
Don't that piss you off?
Yes, it does. Oh, well.
Better days are coming, John.
Yeah.
You're sitting there watching them, at least in France, enjoying a nice croissant. We already eat that in your coffee, but now you can head over to Disney Springs and get yourself some M&M's. Disney has released a piece of concept art showing the new Disney Springs M&M retail location coming to the West Side in 2020. Guests will be fully immersed and into an interactive chocolate experience that will create more moments and more smiles through the colorful fun of M&M's, said Patrick McIntyre, director of global retail for Mars Retail Group. The new 10,200 square foot store will be located. That's a big store, man.
Yeah, that's five times the size of my house. So that's a pretty good sized store to sell M&M's.
Yeah, well, it'll probably, the way I'm thinking, John, it's going to be probably something like the Coca-Cola store, John, where it sells a bunch of crap.
Yeah. I mean, it says the one at Florida Mall is closing. I've walked past that one and looked inside there. So yeah, they do have a lot of merchandise, but it's all M&M's. I mean, and there are people, I mean, that have a fondness for the particular green M&M or I guess the red M&M or whatever. So
people collect that stuff, John, just like we do vinyl. People do Vinyl Nation and all that other crap. People collect M&M stuff. Anyway, the new 10,200 square foot store will be located in the former Fit the Run and Curl location next to Splitsville and just across from the House of Blues. The existing location in the Florida Mall, like John just said, will be closing soon. So yep. It's a big retail spot, John.
Yeah, that's a big size store. I mean, that's a whole lot of rent they're paying somebody at Disney Springs for that place. So I would imagine there's going to be more to that than M&M's owned by? That's owned by Mars Candy Group,
Mars,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so they must have signed some kind of exclusive candy agreement with Disney or something. So.
Something tells me Mars could afford it, John.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, do you see this, Doug? Your train's moving from Main Street, USA over to Fantasyland.
I just want to see it move, period, all the way around.
Walt Disney World Railroad Static Exhibit will be on the move to Fantasyland. Currently located at Main Street, USA station, the Static Exhibit makes one of the trains available for up-close viewing. The move to Fantasyland station will take place on January 27, 2020. The road is currently closed due to construction associated with the Tron Light Cycle Run roller coaster and does not yet have a confirmed reopening date.
That pisses me off. I want my train back.
Gotta get your Tron.
Yeah, well, I'm not... Let me put it this way, John. Over the next 20 years, if I'm still going, if I'm here and kicking and God willing, I'll probably ride Tron once and the railroad 100 times.
Exactly.
You know, I will do Tron, but I don't see me doing being a repeat offender with this old body of mine, John. So, it says 3 days ago, Fastpass Plus comes to Millennium Falcon and Smuggler's Run at Disney Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, Fastpass reservations for the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run are now available beginning February 19th of 2020. So if you're coming after the 19th of February, you should be able to make some Fastpass reservations for that. With the addition of Smuggler's Run to Fastpass Plus, the tier groupings have also changed. You can now select between Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run or Slinky Dog Dash. Then you can add additional experiences to plans, including Toy Story Mania, Alien Swirling Saucers, Rock and Roller Coaster, the Twilight Zone, Tower Terror, and Fantasmic. So it sounds like there's going to be two tiers now, and everybody else except for Smuggler's Run and Slinky Dog have been bumped down. Disney also stated today that boarding groups will continue to operate at Rise of the Resistance, and we may include this attraction in the Fastpass Plus service sometime in the future, and we'll share more information at that time. They may. Yeah, they will. It's just a matter of time, but they will.
And so, you know that'll be tier one with those two. So it'll be those three,
yeah.
Probably tier one.
You got it. Yep, you're absolutely correct. So you can ride one of the three. With your fast pass, and the other ones you're gonna have to wait in line for. So,
okay, answer me this, Johnny Boy, Homer of the Star Wars family. What would you choose, Slinky Dog or Smuggler's Run?
Between those two, that'd be a tough decision. I would probably choose probably Slinky Dog, because right now what I do is go get my, I'd get my grouping for Rise of the Resistance, and then wait in line for Smuggler's Run first thing in the morning, and then I'd have my Slinky Dog reservation later in the day.
Listen to you. You had to quantify it somehow, so you couldn't leave Star Wars hanging.
Well, no, I'd want to ride all three. I mean,
there you go. That's a hell of a day right there, John.
Yeah, you get all three of those done from two iconic franchises. Absolutely.
So. Communicore West, building south of the breezeway, now completely gone. So Epcot slowly disappearing right in front of our eyes, John.
Literally, as I'm standing here, I can see the construction vehicles moving. So, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy, John. The front of that park, we keep repeating it, but it's not, it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally different. That's why I wanted to come in through World Showcase today. I don't even want to go to the front. I had some fast passes. I could have made one for Spaceship Earth or for Soarin' Around the World, and I'm like, yeah. I'll just walk around the World Showcase. So,
and you just found this out. More 7-day openings at Hollywood Studios added. So pretty much every day right now at 7 a.m., John.
Yeah, yeah. Especially until they finally get some of this crowd done. And I don't know what it was. You know, last week was a holiday weekend with Martin Luther King weekend. And it was crowded, but it wasn't extreme. But I guess maybe the weather and stuff yesterday drove people out, because we got up to 105 minutes for Pirates of the Caribbean yesterday.
Holy moly, dude. You must
have
had
35 minutes for Pirates.
You must have been pulling your hair out with the people.
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, when the standby queue goes past the wheelchair parking and curls around by stroller parking, and you have to have the person with the lollipop signed out there trying to get people to stand in line at the right place. Yeah, it was a bit much.
Nah, John, I feel for you, dude. You probably were pushing strollers into the Jungle Cruise water.
I would never do that. I would never take a stroller that was parked in the wheelchair parking after I told the person to park it in the stroller parking and walk it all the way to the Jungle Cruise. I just would not do that. That would be against everything I stand as a cast member, Doug.
Yeah. I could see you whistling your way right on over there, John.
Yeah, no, not me, Doug. Not me. I'm too good. I just wouldn't do something like that.
So, well, at the Springs now, they got all new retro-inspired T-shirts and stuff down there. New Walt Disney World 1971 T-shirts. They're only $36.99, John.
Eek.
Yeah, new mugs for $14.99. Oh, speaking of mugs, John, and I'm going to do something that I normally don't do. I'm going to rant a little bit about something.
You?
Yeah, me. I know it's not me usually, John, but I'm going to say something, because I was thinking about this last night as I'm laying in bed, because I do, you know, roam through the Disney pages and stuff like that. And refillable mugs, John, now, correct, they're $20, right?
Yeah, close enough to $18.99, $19.95, somewhere.
$19.99 now. But Disney keeps preaching about water bottles and conservation and plastic bags and all this, don't they, John?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if they really gave a crap about conservation, John, right? Don't you think they might let you bring your refillable mugs back to your resort and maybe charge you like $10 and save on all that plastic, John?
Doug, if they really wanted to, what they should do is, and they're going to charge $20 for them silly thing, is allow you to take them into the parks and refill them at the drink stations in the parks. That way you wouldn't have the paperware and anything else in all the restaurants.
You're 100% right about that. But also think about what I'm saying, like, because we've complained about, like, Port Orleans is, and I know I might be a year or two off, but for years now, four, five, six, they've sold the same exact mugs, and every one of these resorts have sold the same mugs for years now. Am I wrong, John? They really don't change them much.
They change the design about every 6 months, but every resort has the exact same one. And
exactly.
They're all, so, yeah, and they're all pretty much look almost alike, except for when they get to the, they have some Halloween ones and they have some Christmas ones. But other than that, the designs pretty much stay very similar to each other.
I have like 6 years or 7 years of the same exact Port Orleans Riverside mugs, John, and Walt Disney World mugs. They're the same damn thing. So why wouldn't you leave me if you really gave a crap, Disney, about conservation and all this? Why wouldn't you allow my family of three, which is three of us, when we come back, to pay $10 and reactivate the mugs? Wouldn't that make sense, John?
Sure would.
You'd still be making money, Disney, because I know you want to gouge my eyeballs out. But yeah, I mean, for $60, John, for three mugs, I could go to the Speed Mart and buy coffee and soda for the week. That would be less than $60. Would you agree, John?
Yeah, you can get 3 12 packs at that Speedway for $12.99.
Okay, so. And then I can get two packs of Keurig for another $20. So we're talking like $25-$30. Me and my family could drink for the week, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And throw a couple of 12 packs of beer in there, and you're still less.
Exactly.
And you got plenty of liquid.
Because we're still going to buy all that anyway. But the point is, if you really care, don't you think that they would allow you to reuse your mugs, John, and still charge you a little something for it?
They would find some way to redo it. I mean, if they were as I don't know, they do get on us constantly about recycling in the back. So, I mean, they do all that. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, that would seem like an easy way to recycle. So,
yeah, save. Is all that plastic of those mugs, John? They're biodegradable, aren't they? They're just special biodegradable stuff.
And the first thing, you know, when you're over at Rafiki's Planet Watch and you're coming back from Rafiki's on the train and when you're waiting, we were supposed to always say the four R's, you know, reuse, recycle, replenish, reuse, recycle. Dang it, now I forgot one of them. But anyhow, the most important one is to reuse. If you can reuse something, that's better than recycling it, that's better than replenishing it, that's better than anything else, because you're actually getting more use out of the same exact thing. And the fact that you have a mug at home that you've already used before, you should be able to reuse it. So yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
And so, I know before the guys that listen to the show, I'm not going to mention any names, but before you yell and scream, I'm not saying they shouldn't charge you something, but if they really cared, they would allow you to reuse your mugs again. It's all I'm saying. Because I don't need what's that?
They wouldn't have to charge you anything. They get all that soda for free.
But I know that I get the calls, I get the emails. Disney needs to make money. The poor day ain't in this business to give you everything for free. Because God forbid if you bought a mug that they give you a few free sodas like every other hotel on the way to Florida does when I stay at them. I get up and get a continental breakfast. I get free coffee and stuff, don't you, John?
Yep.
So, but my point is if they charge you the $10 or something like that for the week, I think more people would go. I think they, at the end of the day, I think they'd make more money, John.
Wouldn't you know, lose. They have those, well, I might be giving away a little bit of a secret here, but they have those RFID chips on the soda machines where you can't refill your sodas. They don't have anything on the coffee machines. I'm just saying.
No.
Yes. So just saying.
Yeah, just use them anyway.
Yep. I take out my bugs that I've used for years and get coffee every time I come out.
Yeah, so. And that's good for you. You deserve it, John.
Yeah, I'll probably get caught and thrown out one time. How dare I take a cup of coffee. So.
Yeah, believe me, I've gone down with the big mug and brought them back because it's easier to carry because we have like the bigger size one that holds a couple cups.
Yeah.
I'll put it in that and bring the cups back to use the cups in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, taste testing underway for the upcoming Le Crepe de Paris restaurant at France Pavilion at Epcot. You're like right around the corner from that, John.
Yes, I am.
So, I'm looking forward to that, John.
Yeah, yeah. Any place new at World Showcase, as long as you're not replacing something, I'm good with. So.
Yeah, they say French hard cider will be on this menu, John.
French hard cider.
Yeah.
I didn't. Sure, why not? Though when you think of alcohol in France, you really don't think of cider, do you?
No, it says, as the restaurant tested a variety of hard ciders, including one from Louis Razan, This gives yet another hint that the restaurant will be truly authentic, as the Brittany region of Northwest France that inspired the menu produces a healthy amount of apples. In fact, apples inspire many of the wines produced here. There, the Crêpes de Paris will offer both table and quick service options, featuring a full menu from celebrity chef Jerome Bocuse, who also heads Le Chef de France. We're excited to see the savory crepes and sweet crepes that are in store. I'm excited about this place, Sean. The concept art looks beautiful.
Yeah, I know the little crepe place up front was always pretty tasty, so that was good. And then, like I said, anything new with new offerings out here is always a pleasant experience.
Yeah, I can't wait, John. I really can. I can't wait for Ratatouille. Me and Brenda are excited about that. It's one of the reasons we're thinking about waiting to June. Is that supposed to open then?
Okay. Well, yeah, that would make sense. It's going. But you guys don't bother. He doesn't bother you that much, right?
No. No, I've been down there for my birthday in August many times.
Yeah.
You just sneak in one of their stores and calm down.
Nope. Yeah, it's just you got to have a plan. You know, I mean, yeah. Like the Magic Kingdom, you know, you hit all the outdoor queues in the morning, then you ride do the shows in the middle of the afternoon, eat lunch, and then you can make your way around and sit in the air conditioning all afternoon. So yeah, you have to plan correctly, and you can definitely spend an entire day out here without dying.
dude, we've been down there in the heat so many times. The Animal Kingdom gets hot, but I could deal with it. We do the same thing. We walk through stores on our way through. That's not a big. The worst. What do you think the worst thing for the heat in all the parks is? The worst part.
For me, it's Animal Kingdom. Somewhere at Animal Kingdom where it gets bunched in, and then the sun's just baking you, and the humidity's right there. So yeah, there's a couple of spots in Animal Kingdom that really get on me. But out here at Epcot. Especially when I was pushing Lisa in the wheelchair, a couple of those bridges will kick your butt. Yeah. But.
Well, for me in the parks, the Animal Kingdom is hot, but the one that gets us all the time, and we've had it many a times, we did a lunch at like Le Cellier, and then we have a fast pass for Soarin' afterwards at like 3 o'clock or 2:30 in the middle of the afternoon, and that walk from Canada to the Land Pavilion is a hot walk. I think that's the
yeah,
hot.
That
there's
Rose
no
Garden
shade.
Walkway, yeah.
What? There's not one bit of shade and nowhere to duck into between the two.
Yep. You're right.
So that's like the long. That's the hottest part of the parks for us. Like
yeah, and if you're leaving La Cellier, it's not like you had a light lunch either. So
no.
Maybe Brenda had the salmon or something, but Doug probably had a steak.
Oh,
so.
I had a petite filet, buddy.
Yeah, so yeah, that starts to sit on you about after 10 minutes of walking. So,
100%, and that's the deal. It's like, because there's no store to pop into. There's nowhere to move over to. It's just you're standing in the sun for that, like, 10-minute walk.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem that far. You do it other times, it's no big deal. But, yeah, in the middle of the afternoon, that can be a monster.
Plus, you have the idiots, and I will call them idiots. The idiots that are on their phones. They're a family of four or five, and it was a tight walkway back then. I know they expanded it some now. But that walkway is also narrow there by the roses and all. And you'd have the people with their phones walking four or five across, just blocking the whole way.
We were talking about that at the other day while standing up at Mast, right? Because so we're trying to pack the queue, which means that you're trying to get as many people inside the queue as possible so you don't have the line extending out into the plaza and stuff. So what you're trying to do is to try to get families to spread out and to move as far forward as they can to keep up with the group in front of them, you know? So, but for some reason, when you're standing in line at Pirates, the whole family of 10 of them, they want to stand in single file line as opposed to standing five across. But then when you get on Main Street, all of a sudden they have to stand 10 across. You know,
100%, John.
They're doing it the wrong places. So, you know what I mean?
It's
so.
All the time, John. I get it. Brenda will, like, squeeze my hand because I don't say anything. Well, like last night, John, I was telling you we were picking up the pizza, right?
Yep.
And we're picking the pizza up, and we're walking out of this place. And there's a mother and her father, the mother, the father, and a couple of their friends are all standing out there. And their daughter's running around jumping around, and she was adorable, blah, blah, blah. The parents are oblivious to her, man. And I'm trying to get by her holding two pizza pies, and I couldn't get around her, John, the way she's jumping back and forth. And I yelled, if only this girl had parents. And I put up with it for a whole 30 seconds, Sean, but it's like, how do you not know where your kids are, John? Like, how are you standing there talking? And this is along a major street, John, on the sidewalk. Like, if that was my daughter, I'd have her hand if you follow me. But she's running back and forth across the sidewalk in front of me. And then after we get by, I go to my wife, was that a little obnoxious? She goes, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
So, but that's how I feel about these people walking four and five across. Nobody cares about anybody else, John.
No, I see that constantly. In cell phones, I love my smartphone. I play games on it. I obviously use it for fast passes and everything else. I do a lot of posting on social media, but I do my best to only do it when I'm either sitting down or I'm well out of the way of other people. But they are the worst things in the world when it comes to parents watching their children. They do not. Their parents sit down and then they ignore their kids for 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and they're like 2 years old, and off they go. They run away. So, and there they go.
No, it's sad, dude. I mean, every time we walk, like, I'm pushing mom in a wheelchair, and they're not even moving for me. They're not even seeing her.
Yeah, and, like, they don't pay any attention.
No, it's like me. Like, if I'm in a group, I'm always the guy. Yo, watch out. Move. Let them by. Come on. I'm the crossing guard if you follow me, John. It's like, you know, when I and my godsons with me, boy, they didn't get out of line. You know, they had fun. I'm not the people police, dude. I like to have fun, wrestle with my gods. I like to do, but they always have manners when they're with me. And that's a fact, Jack. New Tangled Pascal shoulder plush arrives at Disneyland, coming to Walt Disney World. You know what this Tangled Pascal is, John?
It's the little lizard from Tangled.
Yeah, he looks like a frog to me. But I know who you're talking about now, Johnny.
There you go.
Who's blowing the horn? The friendship boat?
Yeah, I had to get that. I walked over there and waved to them so they'd honk at you. So.
Rubbing it in, John. Rubbing it in.
There you go.
Yeah, it is the little lizard from Tangled. That was awesome, John.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually, I think, one of Lisa's favorite characters is the little lizard dude. So.
Well, you might have to get her the shoulder plush, John. Now available at Disneyland, come to Disney Parks, Walt Disney World. First came Groot, then came Porgs, then Christmas Groot, and now the villain chameleon critter himself, Pascal from Tangled. So if Lisa wants to walk around with him on her shoulder, you can go get it for her, John.
She'll probably want one of the Porgs, them silly birds from Star Wars. So.
The Tweety Birds, as I call them.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. That's from the new ones. You can make fun of them for, you know, just don't call my Ewoks teddy bears.
But, yeah, this is only $20. They are teddy bears, John. They're too cute to be mean.
They attack the ATSTs. So, you know. Yeah.
They're adorable, all right. John.
All right, Doug, I know you're excited about this, as we all are. The latest look at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse construction. Exterior work on the Regal Eagle Smokehouse looks nearly complete in Epcot's American Adventure Pavilion. The addition of the walk-up bar on the left side of the building is now mostly in place. While no opening date has yet been given, it is expected to be within the next couple of months. The new barbecue restaurant replaces Doug's all-time favorite, the Liberty Inn.
Ah, dude, I thank God for that. Like I've said it a million times, my beautiful, loving, adorable, the light of my life. My life began when I met her, my wife Brenda. I love her with all my heart. And I'm so thankful, though, that thank God she won't be able to say I'm in the mood for a hamburger or walking by that place anymore.
The woman who never wants a hot dog or a hamburger, all of a sudden, every time you pass that god-awful place, wanted the burger, right?
Yeah, and it was never good, but for some reason, she just loves the atmosphere. She loves it around there, and she would always be in the mood to eat there.
So that's probably why she doesn't like burgers. She probably remembers the one she has there all the time. So
yeah, but maybe it'll be maybe it'll be a place we really want to eat.
Yeah, man, good barbecue, and it's popular. Like we had said before, as popular as Flame Tree Barbecue is at Animal Kingdom, I know this place is going to kill it. So
I can't wait, dude. new Baby Yoda pop-up greeting cards now available at Walt Disney World. Man, they're gonna do this away like the avocado, John.
You know, Doug, I really like The Mandalorian. Baby Yoda was cute. I really like the show. I'm getting to the point.
Yes, me too.
I really am. Okay, I got it. It's all right, but can we move on to the next cute element in the world now, please?
I do know every tattoo artist in America probably, as soon as they seen that, started trying to figure out how to draw him.
I know, I don't think we're going to see this on the news, but I know I read it somewhere in CNN or something in the headline news that Disney actually went after some of the Etsy people, because Etsy is more for crafty people than eBay is.
Yeah.
It's for people selling their own crafty stuff. And there are people making Baby Yodas and selling. I mean, I don't think you can do much if you just sell it as Baby Green Alien, but
yeah,
the actual word Baby Yoda, I think they were cracking down on. So
yeah, it's a shame. Can't let anybody else make a nickel, John.
Eh, you can still put pointy-eared Baby Green Alien, and
yeah,
I think people would get the point.
Or just
use the
draw
force,
it, don't
you'll
put
find
nothing
him
on it. New settlement playground unveils at Disney's Fort Wilderness Campground. They're doing a lot of work over at the campground, John.
Yeah, and, you know, up until this last August, I'd never even drove over to the campground. So it's a really cool spot, and that is, you know, we think of, like, Saratoga Springs, Port Orleans, Riverside as a big resort. They are dwarfed in comparison to the size of that campground.
Oh, yeah,
so, I mean, massive. So.
And I'm wondering, and hopefully it stays the way it is forever, but I wonder if the greed of Money Grub and Bob Iger will slowly take away a lot of those campsites and build another resort there, another DVC. I could see that happening because that's prime real estate.
I don't think so, because have you ever checked into what those RV sites are a night?
Yeah, but they're still cheaper than it's a hell of a lot cheaper than staying at the Poly or the Grand Floridian, John.
But they don't have to have near the staff. I mean, well, you got a couple of rangers running around chopping wood. You don't have to pay any mouse keeping. You don't have to pay any of the stewards. You don't have to pay any of that type of stuff. No bell people, you know, none of that, except for maybe up front where the cabins are. But as far as those RV sites, I could see them at some point getting rid of the tent sites, though, and turning them all into RV sites. But yeah, with the popularity of them RVs and stuff, I don't think they'll get rid of that. But yeah, I could definitely see them phasing out tents at some point.
Well, I could see them phasing out tents, campers. I could see them taking away all the value and moderately priced campsites, cut that resort in a third, and then build something else there. I hope not, because I love the campground. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But the new playground looks really nice. After the formal settlement playground in Fort Wilderness was enveloped in the opening construction work of Reflections at Disney Lakeside Lodge, there you go, John, already took some of the land away. Kids were left without an official place to play. However, that all the changes when the new playground was recently unveiled. So it looks really nice, a nice little playground for the kids. Previously, this area was closed off with green construction fencing. Now the newly planted landscape around the area, it's really beautiful. The location is right between Crockett's Tavern and the settlement, Crockett's Tavern and the settlement trading post. And it's free for now, John. I can see them making you scan your band for a buck or two to get in there. A large sign informs guests that the age and height limitations of the playground. Why not, John? They should charge you to, maybe each time you go down the slide, it's a quarter.
Sure.
Hey, you know, John, Bob's bonus wasn't as much as last year. I think it was only $47 million bonus this year, John. I don't know how he's going to feed his family.
He'll make do.
I don't know, John. He's roughing it now. What else do we have here? They have all new phone cases everywhere, John. Every week.
Watercolor princess phone cases. Ooh.
Yep. The new security screening structure, walkway entrance near Epcot is now nearing completion. I can't wait for this to be done, John, so you can actually go through the front of the park.
Yeah, that'd be nice, right?
Dude, I still remember the nightmare I had with Dennis where they frisked me like 3 times. I think one guard thought I was really cute or something.
It's getting better. I went through 2 bag checks today and actually got through them fairly quick at both places. So, although I still don't understand why they can't do it as easy as Universal does it. They don't have to do your bag check there. They have the X-ray scanners like they do at the airport. You throw your bag on the thing, it rolls through an X-ray scanner. There's no guns, no knives, and off you go. You know, I mean, it's and not to mention that it's a little invasive having some security guys.
You don't want some security guard just picking his nose, sticking his fingers in your handbag.
That's exactly it. I'm not talking necessarily about me. I'm talking about some young ladies and stuff like that. It's a little, I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, Brenda loves those gloves going through 50 other people's purses and then sticking their gloves in yours. It's awesome, John.
Yep.
After some mother just took the snotty tissues from her son and put them in her bag, and now this guy's in there roaming around through. Yeah, that's awesome, John.
Oh, well, Doug, how about kids changing their or parents changing their kids' diapers on Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, wonderful. They're good parents.
Just no problem with that at all, right? Oh, my goodness.
No.
The things you see, man. The things I see.
Silly
me, Doug. When JJ was young, I always took him to the restroom to change his diaper. I don't know what I was thinking. That was just ridiculous, right?
Bad parenting. Your son wants everybody to. He wants to be out of moon everybody on Pirates while he's there.
Silly me.
Yeah. Small portion of new Future World walkway opens, allowing guests to walk up to Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. That's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, getting closer and closer.
Yeah, it's supposed to open this summer too, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's when they're anticipating it, right?
Yeah, I thought that was June 2 of 2020. But you could see the new walkway here. You could see the roof structure and all. It's pretty cool, John, to be able to get that close to the building.
Absolutely. All right, now explain this one to me, Doug.
You know I will.
All right. It's been a couple of decades since Disneyland guests have been able to chill on the People Mover. But that doesn't mean the love for the classic attraction isn't alive and well. Okay, what they just said, they don't have it anymore. But the phone case for the People Mover comes out in Disneyland. We have it, but they don't have the phone case here. Does this make any kind of sense to you?
No, dude. But some corporate bigwig sitting up in his office will tell you different, John. He's probably related to the same architects that work on my jobs that do stupid things that I don't get.
I mean, I realize, you know, you're trying to feed the nostalgic effect of things. I mean, I guess I'm a part of it because I have a Mr. Toad Wild Ride t-shirt. So, you know, and I don't have Mr. Toad anymore, but I don't know. It would seem you'd put it in the park where we actually still have the People Mover.
Well, it seems like everything goes first to Disneyland. I don't get that all the time either, but...
Yeah, I think they got the new popcorn bucket. Do you see the new popcorn bucket that people are going to go flip out about? It's Baby Simba.
No, I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah, it's the Baby Simba when he's being held up by Rafiki.
Okay.
So he's got his paws in the air, you know, that whole bit. So, oh yeah, Lisa's going ape crap about that one. That'll be my mission once it makes its way here to absolutely get one of those. So that's the only thing she cares about right now is that Baby Simba popcorn bucket. So
I wonder when that's going to come to, and that'll probably, and this is crazy part, that'll probably come to Magic Kingdom and not Animal Kingdom.
Exactly. Or it'll be over here at Epcot.
Yeah, so, which is stupid. Yeah.
Yes, it should go to Animal Kingdom and be right outside Festival of the Lion King.
100%, so. Dude. Yeah, but no. Joey, who got his master's from Princeton University, will say it should be at the Magic Kingdom. You know what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, and you can find the X-Wing Fighter or the Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket over at Animal Kingdom right by the Festival of Lion King.
That makes more sense.
That makes sense.
What happens is we get the people to go to both parks, you see? That's just stupid. This is pretty cool. New Disney Tales Lady and the Tramp Pimp Balls, and Feeding Mat Pound into Walt Disney World. They're actually bringing more pet stuff because I used to love mouse gears because they used to have a lot of pet stuff, because we'd always bring home the treats for the dogs and the cats. Do you ever see the little pet treat canisters?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a couple of them, and the dog treats are Ralph, our cat Ralph, used to love them. And then we couldn't find them anymore, John.
There's a, at least there was the last time I walked through the co-op at Disney Springs. There's a place out there that just sells nothing but the pet stuff.
Yeah, but for a while there, it was hard to find them again. But
yep.
They have a lot of pet stuff now out at the parks, which is, I like it. Bon Appetit, they have a pet ball, a mat for the pet balls to go on. It says Bon Appetit, and it has Lady and the Tramp on it, which is pretty cool. This pet bowl fits two cups of substance and retails for $22.99, John.
Well, you better really want that picture of your dog or cat eating out of that fancy pet bowl.
Well, Presley would not eat out of a Lady and the Tramp bowl. He would need a Scar bowl, or he would need what's his face from Toy Story? What's the bad kid?
Oh, Sid.
Yeah, he would need a tough guy ball. Me and Brenda were talking about him the other day when he was a puppy. Jimmy was already grown up, and when he was a puppy in Mom's room, when we first got him, until we got another gate, we put him in a baby crib. We had the big playpen, I mean.
Yep.
And on the bottom of it, I put a cardboard box. Well, we didn't realize the end of the cardboard box had a couple staples in it. The big cardboard packing staples are like a couple inches long?
Yeah, big heavy-duty things, yeah.
Dude, he ate them. To this day, we still don't know what happened to those staples.
He ate the staples.
Oh, yeah. He ate the box, the staples, everything, dude. We still don't know. If he ate it from right then and there, like, we brought him home. He was ripping my wife's, like, he was like an angel. He slept on my wife's lap. We had an hour and a half ride home from where we got him. He slept on her lap like a little angel the whole way home. As soon as we get him in the kitchen, he starts ripping her shoestrings right out of her shoes.
I am home, blah, blah.
Yeah, this is my place.
Yep.
But I was just laying. But this morning, he climbs up on the bed and lays his head on my chest, and I hate how much I love that dog. He's my baby.
It's like any relationship, Doug. The more you hate him, the more you love him.
Yeah. So. That boy, he just pulls at my heartstrings. I love that kid. And they talked about, Onward is with the Trolls, Johnny.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, the new Troll movie that I guess they're like wizards and stuff like that. It looks funny, though.
It kind of reminds me of they're trying to steal a little bit of Harry Potter there. Doesn't it to you?
Of course.
Yeah, I seen the preview when I seen Star Wars, John, like the guy that seen Star Wars on this show.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I seen the previews of that, and it looked really good.
Yeah, and they cleverly waited. Believe it or not, they had a little bit of patience, waited until the last Harry Potter movie came out. What's that been? Probably 7-8 years ago now. Yeah. So, yeah, they actually waited a while. But, yeah, it definitely has some young wizard type connection type things to it. So.
Yeah. It's saying here now, John, you got to go to either side like we talked about. You can't go right down the middle of Future World no more.
You are correct.
Construction walls erected around entrance area for Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant at Toy Story Land at Disney Hollywood Studios. You know what's going on here, John?
More construction? No, I'm not sure what are they doing here. So
hopefully they're putting the damn roof up. If you're wondering what has been going on with the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant that was announced back during Disney Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary, rest assured it's been making quite progress behind the wooded backstage area. The entrance to Toy Story Land, in fact, if you've checked out the latest aerial update, you'll notice the restaurant building is making great progress. Now new construction walls have popped up at the restaurant's proposed entrance area. So I'm excited about this, John, so we can actually go in and get out of the sunburn.
Yeah, I agree with you there, because one problem with Toy Story Land is no shade whatsoever.
Yeah, I still can't believe they didn't plant some big trees there, John.
Yeah, something. Them temporary shade structures that they put up over car washes nowadays, and the ones they used to have at the Entry Plaza to Epcot. You know, the ones right there by the Penn Store and stuff like that. They used to have at least some kind of shade. So.
Yeah, they need something here. New tower going up at Disneyland for you, John, if you ever do get out there.
Someday.
New 12-story Disney Vacation Club tower at Disneyland, a new concept art for that. So that's cool. They're finally going away with that. The Obi-Wan Kenobi series for Disney Plus was put on hold. I wonder what that is, John.
Yeah, rumors have been circulating, and here we go. In the last few days that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series was in trouble, some were saying that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series even faced the potential of a cancellation for the series altogether. Now it seems that there was some truth to these rumors, as it had been reported that Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy has put the series on hold, and that the crew that was filming at Pinewood Studios in London were all sent home. Colander is saying that although the series is not canceled, there were some problems going on behind the scenes. Kathleen Kennedy was not happy with the scripts that she read. More than likely, the stories will be reworked and the cast will reconvene sometime in the summer to film the series.
See, like, I don't get this. It's like, how do you get that far where you're filming and then don't like it?
Yeah, I thought you had to get your storyline done before you did anything else, wouldn't you think?
And I like how the whole cast and everybody else pays for this. Why, you get them there, now you're sending them home without a paycheck, probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not talking about the movie stars, I'm talking about the construction workers that are building the sets, I'm talking about the craft servers, I'm talking about the working people. They're the ones paying for it.
And yeah.
You know, that planned on having this job that now are out of work because you didn't approve, you were too dumb not to know the scripts weren't good to begin with. I don't get that.
No, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
What else we have here? This is Regal Eagle Smokehouse, you already read, John. New Saucer of Mickey Cupcake, Grand California, which ain't at Disney World. Thank God we don't need another damn cupcake at Disney World, do we, John?
I ain't got enough cupcakes. Cupcake.
New, what else, John? I don't have much else. The new themed chimney brickwork details added throughout France Pavilion. Have you seen that, John?
Let's see. I'm looking that way now. No, I don't see anything new over there yet, but I'll go look in a little bit.
Yeah, it said you could see the detail work of the chimneys over there at the new building. So, for the Ratatouille ride, were added. So, I'm excited about that, John. I cannot wait.
Yeah, Ratatouille was one of my favorite movies, and I always like to cook, as do you. So it has that connection. So, and it was a really good movie on top of that. So I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
You'd probably see them, John. They're the stacks coming out of the roof. They're more of a stainless steel chimney, and they're all crooked and stuff. They're like the movie was. They're really, it just adds that little Disney difference, if you follow me.
Yeah, because we talked about the Gaston sign last week. So, yeah, imagine they're around that somewhere. So.
Yeah, so instead of them coming like straight out, they're like all bent up and leaning sideways and stuff.
Right.
It's cool looking. Kind of makes them look a little used, if you understand what I'm saying. They've been tattered with, you know what I mean? Battered up, battered.
Yeah.
So, I don't have much else, John. I'm just sad that you got to see it without me today.
Yeah, you know what? Here, I'm going to make you feel better. You choose where I'm going to eat lunch at. What do you think?
Well, myself, I would head over to... Where do you think I'm going to tell you to go?
All right, it's Doug. He's going to tell me somewhere in World Showcase. I'm not going to the land, even though the Sunshine Season does have good food. You're probably going to tell me to go to Rose and Crown, but I'm not going. I don't think I can get a reservation. I don't feel like spending that much money anyway. So.
No, I was going to tell you to go over to Spice Road Table.
Yeah, that's another sit-down dinner. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm going to get home and grill tonight, so I might just get something light. I don't know.
Nope. I could tell you, I mean, slice of pie is more than the sit-down meal at Spice Road Table if you went to Via Napoli.
Yeah, well, you can't get a slice of pie there, so you have to buy the whole thing.
What, is the pizza window closed again? Sometimes it's open,
it's open, it's closed. It's open, it's closed. It's open, it's closed.
Okay.
So,
well,
yeah,
I didn't know. I was taking
nuts.
A shot. It might be open. Well, why don't you go over and get your noodle gratin?
Yeah, I might get that. I might do fish and chips.
Yeah,
I don't
there
know.
You go. Or... Go over and get yourself, what is it, at the China Pavilion, John? The Lucky Combo that you pay.
Oh, the Lucky Combo.
Which is way too cheap, way too inexpensive.
Yeah.
You could do that, John. Or go get a couple tacos over in Mexico.
All right, guess I could get me a deconstructed BLT, but I don't think so.
No, you're not allowed. After all the crap we spoke on this show, You can't do it, John. I forbid.
Yeah, I'm not doing deconstructed little itty bitty bite of food for $7 set.
Yeah, and I'll say it right. I forbid it instead of forbid it. I got to speak proper English, the King's English. John, as you're in Kissimmee, over in Lake Buena Vista. So, you're gonna go eat, John, before you head home. You gonna hang at Epcot for a while?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a turnaround World Showcase.
That's cool. Try to get on Frozen, John. So we had the best ride ever, from your expression.
I was probably more amazed with that than I was with the Star Wars today. So,
I wish they would do that at Rise of the Resistance, if they would have a photo pass op.
Yeah, I was wondering why they didn't, but I didn't see anything. So,
because that would be really cool. I bet you that'd be majorly sought after.
Yeah, you would think so, especially like right when the AT-ATs when the AT-ATs are attacking you somewhere in there.
It would even be cool just to get your shot moving through there with just the droid in the car with you.
Yeah. Yep. Anywhere during that point. So.
Yeah, so I'm surprised they haven't done anything with that yet. But anyway, John, I'm happy you're at Epcot. Go roam around. Have yourself a good time. And I'm looking forward to hearing where you ate next week's show.
All right. Sounds good.
So please, guys, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Please, and be kind to one another, and kind of walk single file and get your head out of the phone and listen to cast members get on the rides when you're told. Right, John?
There you go. Thanks. I appreciate that.
But anyway, everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you again next week. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a good week.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there: Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.